أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. Seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seer of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir sessions, and inshallah, today we have a new surah. Our surah today from last juz, Surah Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah, the clear evidence, the clear evidence, Surah number 98, Surah number 98. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءت هم البينة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين مخلصين له الدين حنفاء حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Again, this Surah Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah is a Meccan Surah. And this Surah is consist of 8 verses. And the Surah talks about the situation before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a period approximately 570 years after the Prophet Isa alaihi salam, with the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with a long period of time elapsed with no guidance, no revelation. Yes.
What line are we on?
We line number 0. Got it? Okay. For a long time, over then 5 centuries, with no evidence, with no guidance, messengers, revelation, since the time of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, till the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the situation of the people who were living in that time from nations and different background, that they lived in dispute and dissension, by saying those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture, and he meant by this the Jews and the Christian as well as the Mushrikeen, were not going to leave their disbelief and misguidance until there come to them a clear evidence. So that the people been living in that time, the Arab and the non-Arab, the Jews, the Christian, and the idol worship, they've been living in misguidance before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was nothing to help them and solve their problem and to cure their illness other than a special cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a special light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through new revelation. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Who are أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ? The Jews and the Christian. Although that they've been misguided, they add and delete things from their books. They deviated from the teaching of their prophets. But originally, those people been given a book, been given a guidance, been given a revelation, but because the time that elapsed, people start to be different, people start to change, add and delete, and they were living in misguidance and darkness and jahiliyyah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Min ahli al-kitabi, the people of the book, which is the Jewish been given a Torah, and the Christian been given the Injil, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, been sent to them, and the Prophet Isa عليه السلام روح الله been sent to them, but they've been divided and they went astray. In addition to those people are the mushrikeen who were living in Arabia in that time, idol worships, okay, تأتيهم البينة. They will continue remaining in misguidance and darkness until بينة come to them. Until a clear evidence come to them. Until lights and things to show them the right way and the sirat al-mustaqim. So lam is a article to negate. And as I stated before, that the article lam, it deals with the past tense. And the article lan, it deals with the future. Lam.
What does negate mean?
To negate, I say no body with dirty clothes in this room. So I'm negating the fact everybody coming, nice clean clothes, shower, all kind of stuff. Okay? Is this correct? Negating something. Like say, La ilaha illallah.
Like a negative.
So when you're negating something, okay, you say, La ilaha, that there is no God, there is no true God, illa Allah, except Allah. Okay? So, lam is to negate a thing in the past, and lan is to negate something in the future. Lam is lam mim, like what we see here in the beginning. Lan is lam noon. Yakun is comes from the verb kana. Okay, kana, verb to be, and kana in the past mean was or were. So lam yakun is negating alladhina, those kafaru. Kafaru means to disbelieve. Those who commit kufr call kuffar. Kafaru or kafara is the verb. Okay? Min, from ahl, people of ahl al-kitab. Okay, they've been named ahl al-kitab, the people of the book. In addition to the people of the book, Jewish and Christian, are the mushrikeen. Munfakkina. Munfakkina, to leave alone, stay away from, to give up. Munfakkina hatta, until. Ta'tiyahum is a verb from ata, it came. Ta'tiya, come to them. Ta'ti hum, hum means to them. Hatta ta'tiyahum al-bayyina. Al-bayyina. What is al-bayyina? The clear evidence, the obvious proof. That a clear evidence that doesn't leave any doubt. So what this, when you put all these words together, is saying that the kuffar among the Jews and the Christian, people of the book, as well as the mushrikeen, the Arabs, those people who worship in idols and statues, they are not going to give up their disbelief and their misguidance and their confusion until a clear evidence comes to them. And the clear evidence, when it comes from Allah. It doesn't come from the people. Alright? As a result of this, when we get in confused as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to go back to what? The book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, wa in tanaza'tum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allahi wa rasul. If you are a differ in matter, disputing about something in your deen, go back to what? To the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, and this will be the best way to settle your dispute. Okay? So the people of Kufr in general, doesn't matter if they Christian or Jewish or Mushrikeen or no religion or some religion or remaining religion, they continue to be misguided until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send guidance and give them direction. Did Allah do so? Yes. How? He explained by saying, Rasulun min Allah. Rasulun min Allah. A messenger from Allah. Rasul means a messenger. And a messenger is a general word, okay? Because if I send you to give this book to somebody, like the mailman, you can call him a messenger, because he is a carrier. He carry a message to deliver it. So Rasul means a messenger, a person who work as a messenger. Rasulullah, messenger from Allah. And this also to shows us the work of the Prophet, that he is a messenger. A messenger carry a message. He doesn't delete, he doesn't add, he doesn't do anything. A messenger, his job is to deliver. Is this correct or not? When you send something by UPS and it comes to your door, if it's one box, one of one or one or two, you're supposed to get two pieces, okay? He's not supposed to take one box and give you box. Neither he's supposed to add one box, one of one, he give you only one box. Alright? Is it? He's a messenger. So a messenger, his job is to deliver. So we understand that
sound, Brother Sheikh.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak from his own desire. He is a messenger, and if he's a messenger, he deliver. And also in another surah, Allah said, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْدَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say something in this deen is not from Allah, Allah will take him by force and seize him, kill him, and none of you can defend him. It's a serious matter, okay? If the messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's the most beloved man to Allah, he could not add anything to the deen. So we understand, not me or you, not the Mawlana, not the Sheikh, not so anybody can add to the deen. Not by saying, not by acting. This deen is a trust, it have to be delivered the same way Allah revealed it. The same thing the angel Jibreel, he took it from Allah, gave it to the Prophet Muhammad. The same way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take it from the angel Jibreel, give it to the Sahaba. The Sahaba give it to the Tabi'een, the Tabi'een give it to the Tabi'een. And we continue like this, we only deliver a message. Rasulun min Allahi. What is the job also, and what else to be a clear evidence? Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. Yatlu, this is a verb from tilawa. Tilawa to Quran, recitation of the Quran, saying the Quran, reading the Quran, rehearsing the Quran. Okay, yatlu. Yatlu mean to recite. Okay? He say, utlu al-Qur'an. Okay, read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an. Yatlu, reciting. Suhufan, pages. Pages. Did I say P enough?
Yes.
Okay. Pages is what? Mutahhara. That mean have tahara, have purification, purity. The badges are themselves are what? Are pure. And by acting on these badges, this will profile us. Okay? So this Islam came for purpose of purification. Physically, mentally, spiritually, by all means. And those people who are not adopting Islam, they're going to stay dirty all their life. And this is what Allah said in Quran also, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ. Indeed, the mushrikun are impure. And the worst kind of impurity is in the heart. The worst kind of impurity is in the heart when you associate a partner beside Allah, or believe in that God Almighty has a son, or that Mawlana or the dead person can heal your wife, or it can make your business get better, especially if you make contribution in his box, or you understand that you call in him his name 110 times or whatever you call it. This is the worst kind of impurity in the heart, because instead your heart was only devoted to Allah, now you believe in Allah and something else. Okay? So Allah said, Al-Mushrikun, those who associate partner beside Allah, they are najis. They are impure. And their impurity is the worst kind of impurity. So the suhuf is mutahara. The pages that came with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these pages that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was recited is a profile one, which is pure in itself and purifies those who act on it. And from this we understand that when talks about لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, none touches it, that it referring to the Quran, which is the originality of the Quran. Okay? The originality of the Quran. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None can touch it except المطهرون, which are the angels. None of us can reach the Quran. But this Quran that is written in the books nowadays, or in the CD, or in the DVD, you understand? This not what been meant in these verses. Okay? So a person can touch it even if he doesn't have wudu. Okay? And this is the opinion of Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi. There is no clear-cut evidence. There is no clear-cut evidence in Quran or Hadith to say you could not touch the Quran when you don't have a wudu. Because the Muslim is always pure. Doesn't matter if she's a woman or a man. Even if a woman have her menses, she's still pure. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Huraira, Subhanallah, inna al-mu'min la yanjus. Abu Huraira, he didn't take a shower after having intercourse with his wife. So when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he disappeared. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said later on, he said, Abu Huraira, what happened? Why disappear when you saw me? Say, O Prophet of Allah, I was not clean, I was not pure. He said, Subhanallah, inna al-mu'min la yanjus. Glory be to Allah. Nothing makes the believer impure. Nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lay down on the lap of his wife while she have her menses and reciting Quran. You see? So, impurity is in the heart. And when Aisha said to the Prophet, he told her, go and pray this towel or this handkerchief that in the mark, say, I have my menses. He said to him, إِنَّ حَيْضَتَكِ لَيْسَتْ فِي يَدِكِ. Your menses is not in your hand. So go to the mask and bring it, no problem. Okay? So he says, صُحُفًا مُطَحَّرًا. This suhuf, these pages that came to be recited is tahira, is pure, and means of purification, purified. Fiha kutubun qayyima, fiha kutubun, books or laws. Okay? That mean kutub, that mean a plural of kitab. Or kutub, that mean what is written itself. Okay? So what is qayyima? Something that has a great value. Okay? Qayyima. Or straight. Something with a great value, or something that make your life to be established, or to maintain the proper way, or straight and rightly guided. All this is, can be under the term qayyima. So what is going to seize and stop the confusion and the disbelief that was happening before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is two things: the messenger and what with the messenger. So that means the kuffar from the Jewish and the Christian, as well as the mushrikeen, remain in their dispute and their disbelief until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them. So if those people remain in the same case, in the same status, did they benefit from the light or they still in darkness? Did they benefit from the iman or still in kufr? So as a result of this, any Jew or a Christian who hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he doesn't believe in him, he's still in kufr. You could not call him a believer. You could not call a Christian or a Jew living today a believer. And if you believe that he go to Jannah, if he die in his disbelief, this can take you out of Islam. Okay? Because denying one prophet or denying one messenger is exactly like denying all the prophets and all the messengers. And denying the prophets and the messengers, that means you are denying the one who sent the messengers. So we don't need to go behind this philosophy and all this big time talk of people talking and writing in the newspaper and conference to understand that all of the Abrahamic faith and all of us believers and all of us and the children of Abraham and all of us and don't let the religion make differences between us. The only thing will settle differences among the people is the religion. Because Allah says that before the coming of the Prophet, they became mutafarraqeen. Tafarraqu. And Allah said, don't be like those who became tafarraqu. After clear guidance had came to them. So when the Prophet come, and when is the mission, when is the message come, is supposed to bring about a unity among the right one. And this unity between the right one and the wrong one, i.e. between the believers and the disbelievers. As a result of this, he found that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. Which is the meaning is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the Jews been divided into 71 groups and the Christian been divided into 72 groups and this Ummah will divide to 73 groups. That mean we be worse than them in our division. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say all of them will be in hellfire except one. So you could not think that every Muslim in any way he believe, any way he pray, any way he dress, any way he talk, all of the Muslim, everybody is a sheikh, everybody is a maulana, everybody Muslim, don't they understand, make this disunity among the people. You have to know what is right, what's wrong. What stops somebody go shopping from some place and coming to your store? Is the treatment? The tribe of brother is selling? It has to be something special, you see? Something special, somebody will leave all this market and come to your table to buy. You could not understand everything is the same. Cotton itself, you understand, you found cotton mixed with a polyester and you found cottons and cotton from Egypt and cotton from here and there. You understand? Silk, everything. So everybody talk about Islam, everybody talk about Islam. But the Prophet himself is saying, will be a lot of prophets under the name of Islam. But the Prophet say all of them in hellfire, except one. Okay? This is not my talk now. This is the hadith of the Prophet. So the Sahaba say, O Prophet of Allah, who's this going to be the safe group? See, those who, according what I'm teaching today, and my companions. If you worship Allah according the way of the Prophet and the way how understood by the Sahaba, you be praying like them, now your prayer acceptable. If you believe that same belief the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught and his Sahaba, now you be from the people of Jannah. But you're going to make your own belief, and this is my country, they say this, and some people believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of the, been created from the lights of Allah, and somebody else believes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never died, and somebody, everybody have his own belief, and everybody is, they call Muslims. You could not. We have to understand the importance of searching for the true Islam, because it would be a lot of fake Islam. So the division is not only between us and the Jews, or between us and the Christian, it's even between us as Muslims. And we have to hunt and search and look for the right teaching, or otherwise we'll be wasting our time and our energy. It's not a matter, I understand, I went to Greyhound bus station and got in the bus. So what does this mean? After 16 hours, what's going on? I didn't reach it to Chicago. It's not any bus goes to Chicago. If the, your intention, before your intention, you've been obligated with the seeking knowledge. So I could not understand, be driving 90 miles and my intention, I understand, because somebody dying and I'm a doctor, I have to save his life, I have to, the policeman will still give me a ticket. Even if you have a white coat, there is a special car called ambulance for this. This is their job. I was driving because somebody, doesn't matter, you get a ticket. Allah order you that you seek knowledge. Okay? So part of the condition is the knowledge. You could not, you see, because of good intention, now you're going to make something halal haram or something haram halal. We have to search. People understand to be a mechanic, to go under a car, they spend 7, 8, and 10 years between school and between experience and practice. But everybody want to be a sheikh, you understand, like this. Everybody want to tell the people how to do. But when you search these people, what is their background about Islam? Where they been taught? Who taught them? What do they know about Islam? Where is this aqidah? In what book? From what book you teach? So intention is not going to make the haram halal. Neither going to make the halal haram. You have to have the right information and the right intention. You have to have the right information and the right intention. Other than this, it's not going to help. But because we evaluate the thing about the dunya so much, but things which are related to Allah, we don't have too much value for it, and we think we can do it, understand, by going to weekend Islamic school, or attending, you understand, mosque in Jummah, or any small things, and here, Allah take it like this, okay? But how many people, you understand, open a book even to try to learn? Okay? You have millions and millions and billions of Muslims. They do whatever their parents used to do. The same salah they've been praying for 40 years is the salah that he saw his father or his grandfather pray, is the same salah, never a change. Never open even a book to see how the Prophet used to pray. I see some people, they understand until today, when he says salah, he says like this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and put his finger.
The sound is gone, said the Sheikh.
Why? Because we did not value our religion. We don't value our religion. Any kind of product, any kind of what you call trade, anything. You need to go. You go take a crash course, and after this you want more, and then you get to you don't jump like this. Most of the Muslims, they jump in Islam as is. This is it. This is the way how everybody pray. We go to mosque in Juma. This is it. Everything has a price. But we value the price of going to Paris or buying a Jaguar or buying a house. But the price for Jannah, we can get to Jannah by anything. It's not working like this. So the Prophet ﷺ said, those who doing the same thing like I'm doing today and my Sahaba. So if our belief and our ibadah doesn't match with the Prophet and the Sahaba, forget about it. We are in a big trouble. But how many of us, they try to open a book to see, does this match what the Prophet said or not? Don't blame anybody except your own self. But when we take the Islam serious, okay, when we take Islam serious, now we're going to spend more time to learn about this deen. And I don't ask anybody to be a scholar, but at least the basic things that we're doing, our belief, and how to pray, how to fast, how to give the zakah, you understand, how to make at least the basic. Majority of Muslims nowadays, they make salah, Allah knows best if it's acceptable or not. So, we are not asking people to learn to be a scholar, but at least the salah as example. Every day we pray at least 5 times a day. And now I'm 40 years old, I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking in figure, okay. 45, 50, and after this, people supposed to master their prayer nowadays. But wallahi, I see people, I feel sad to see them praying in this mosque. I see it every day. They do, Allah, like this. So anyway, come back again to our subject before it takes us out of time. That, it said, Rasulun min Allahi yatlu suhufan mutahara. So the difference is not happening unless that the people come, the differences and the misguidance will remain among the people, regardless if they're Muslims or a Christian or a Jew, until they come really to the messenger and the teaching of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, they're going to remain in the same problem. So what was the case before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How was life? منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. They living in kufr and shirk. So if the Prophet come and they did not accept the Prophet, okay, neither they accept what it came with the Prophet, they're going to remain in kufr or in shirk. And they continue being in dispute and disagreement and division. Doesn't matter if they're Christian or a Jewish or Muslim. And this is the reason we say to the people, the only thing can unite us is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stop inventing in the deen. Stop making innovation in the deen. Because when you give an innovation or allow an innovation, why a lot of people understand when the community started here, they hated my God. Because they came and telling them these things, we could not do it in the mosque. I'm teaching you soon. They want to make maulud here, they want to make this, what you call, when somebody die, what you call this? Quran Khani. And they want to understand, bring a culture. I say, simple, show me this. Show me. So they came to find somebody who going against a culture, not against religion, but they don't want to know, to understand. And until today, nowadays when you open another mosque, you'll find the people will what? Rush to this because it will entertain their ideas and their culture and what they used to do back home. Now they will love it. If it's zikr, if it's swinging, if Quran Khani, if it's Mawlud, whatever it is, entertain what they're doing, the people will rush to it. Celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So this is a problem, you understand? People want continuing with what they think to be Islam. But why? I've been here for what? 26, 27 years? For all these years, Nobody can search the whole Bukhari and come with one hadith to show me Quran Khan, Khani. Why not? 27 years. If somebody really serious about their deen, they should go and say, we're going to see this man that coming here and telling us that we're wrong, wrong. We're going to see, found evidence and bring it to him. Nobody until today. Okay? So people, some people decide to stay home, some people decide to open another mosque, some people decide to go someplace else, and everybody went about his own way. Why? Because people doesn't want to come back to what Allah said, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Come back again to what we're talking about. Okay. Those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture, Jewish and Christian, and al-mushrikeen, the idol worship, were not going to leave or give up their disbelief until there come to them clear evidence. So if the clear evidence doesn't come to them, are they kuffar or not?
If it doesn't come to them, then...
Are they going to stay in their kuffar state or not? You starving. I didn't bring the food yet. Are you going to remain starving?
Yes.
Because there is no food.
Correct.
So, but when I bring the food for you and you don't eat it, are you going to still starving or not?
Yes.
Why? Because you didn't use the food.
Mm-hmm.
So those people from Mushrikeen and from the Jews and the Christians, they were misguided with kufr. But when the Prophet came to them, if they did not accept the Prophet and go according the Quran, they're going to remain what? Their misguidance. Okay? A messenger from Allah reciting for 5 pages, wearing a correct and straight clothes from Allah. Okay? فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. Okay. Did I jump something?
We didn't. We're starting line number 4, verse 4. وما تفرق الذين.
Yes, this is number 4. Yes.
Yes.
Did I miss something, Abida? Oh, by the way, do you know Abida is here? The original, I mean, excuse me, I mean the copy. Came a couple of days ago, yeah.
She came from Saudi?
Yes. And the kids. You see her in Jummah, inshallah. Oh, you. Yeah. All right, it's saying, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Pay attention to here. The religion, it can be a cause of split. And there's nothing wrong with this. Okay? Listen to this verse. Okay. And the people of the scripture differed not until after they came to them clear evidence. Okay? So, some people say, okay, keep this religion, understand, because the religion brings about disunity. Yes, there is nothing wrong for disunity. Disunity in the right way. Okay? Because if you're going to believe, you'll be with the right guided one, okay? You're going to disbelieve, you're going to be on the other side, so it's going to start to be two camps. Take a religion away. Yeah, it can be one camp, but where is this camp going? It's going to be drowning. Okay? So, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them, some of them accepted Islam, and some of them, they refused and reject. And they did not reject because there is no clear evidence, but because jealousy and envy. Because it's already in their book from before that is going to come a prophet to them. Okay? where, man, and not. Tafarraqa, differed. The fark, like what you do in your hair, in the middle, you call fark, split. You put your hair this side and this side, so what is the middle is fark. So tafarraqa is to make fark. And this is the name of Umar. They've been named Al-Faruq, because he made different between what had happened before and after. Before, the Muslims was hiding. When Umar became Muslim, he went outside in public and he announced about Islam. He made a fark, he made a difference. Okay? Split, different, and different. Al-Azina Zosh Utu. Utu is past participle tenses that mean being given. From Ata Ayati. Okay? Al-Kitaba, Utul Kitaba, been given the book, illa, except, or until, min ba'di, min from, ba'd, after. Ja'athum, came to them. Ja'a, the verb, past tense. Whom, them, ja'atum, came to them. Yes. Al-bayyina, the clear evidence. Yes. Anything that comes and makes things is clear to you. Now this has become bayyina. Clear, made it clear. When you turn the light on, now you can see it right away. So this became made bayan and make it clear, became obvious that you can see it. So what happened when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came? Some of the Jewish, as well as the Christians, they became Muslims. Okay? While others, they refused.
No.
Inside the religion, people made the division because they're away from the true knowledge. As-sirat al-mustaqim. They want to understand, oh, you mean, you're telling me my father, my grandfather, everybody back home, they're doing it wrong? Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about what the people doing. The doing of the people doesn't make Islam. What make Islam? What Allah said, what the Prophet said, and how the first generation understood it. Mm-hmm. You see? You could not make anything precede this. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anything is not known to the Sahaba could not be deen today. Because they don't need dictionaries, they don't need Tafsir ibn Kathir, they don't need Mawdudi, what's his book? Tafsir? Huh? I forgot what's his name. Tafsim al-Quran? They don't need any of these things. They hear, they understood it. Mm-hmm. They don't need Bukhari, they have the Prophet there. And this is their language. This is their language. So they will understand it better than anybody today. And those are the people who give their lives, everything for this deen. So as knowledge and understanding and fear of Allah, there is no generation can be better than them. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ had told us. The Prophet told us this, that the best generation ever is his time. Mm-hmm. And those who come after them and after this. Three generations. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Sahaba in the Quran. Okay? So that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had verified. And Allah gave them a certificate of tazkiyah. That means Allah talked highly about them. And Allah had chosen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the carrier of this religion. He trusted him with this message. And Allah chose the Sahaba for the Prophet to be the carrier of this deen after him. So is no other selection can be better than the selection of Allah. So today when you talk to the people, they say, but, you know, in my country, I'm not worried about your country. I don't care about your country or my your country. I'm talking about Islam. I'm not talking about Ruti. I'm talking about Islam. When you talk about Ruti, we can talk about in your country and my country. In your country, they bought dal on it, and in my country, they bought a hot pepper on it. Okay? It's fine. But when we talk about Islam, there is nothing called your country and my country. Exactly. Yes. Yes, it's true. Yes. And this part of the religion, a nasiha li every Muslim, that we extend our advice to every Muslim. But nowadays the problem what? Can you imagine if I talk to somebody about his salah? The next thing he do what? Most, I tell you, experience. They are not, he's going to stop coming.
But isn't it our job just
to deliver the message? Exactly. It's true. I have no problem to deliver the message.
And what I understand from what we're saying here is that we shouldn't worry about the split from the people as long as we are provided clear evidence.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. We have to be guided ourselves, and we have
the sound for the sake.
When what?
When, if we are faced with the, a question, we...
Sure, it is your right to ask.
And how do we determine if the evidence is good or clear?
Mm-hmm.
How do we figure that out?
Okay, two things. Number one, okay. Number one, it have to be supported from Quran or Hadith or both,
sure,
or the understanding of the Sahaba. This is number one. Okay?
Okay.
So there is a statement about it. In Quran and Hadith. Number two, the understanding of the Quran and the Hadith. Because somebody can have Hadith and tell you, look, the Hadith say this. But how do you want to understand the Hadith? This can be another problem here. A serious problem. Some people, they have Hadith. But how do you understand the Hadith?
That's interpretation.
Exactly. So, does what you're saying correct according to the Arabic language? This is number one. Number two, is this is the understanding of the Sahaba. You see? And this is the way you can determine is the information you're getting right or not. And believe me, my brother, we go to food line, maybe you don't go, but maybe your wife go. Ask her when she buys the tomatoes. She do like this and pick it up. She open her eyes and she squeezed it like this because for salad she needed to be hard. The tomatoes became to some Muslims so value and more important than the religion. Religion, you can go any conference under any sheikh, he can give you any information, you take it. But when you go to food line, you pick up the right tomatoes for salad. Does this happen or not? So, why we so, you understand, take anything comes from anybody in our religion until, and this also does not mean that we have to be ill-mannered, okay? We have to learn the respect to how to ask the people about evidence. But not to be shy to ask. You understand, I'm not allowing people to be disrespectful to the scholars or to the sheikh or somebody claim to be sheikh. Let him or her claim whatever they want to claim. There is a right way to ask. But never feel shy or scared to ask. Who said that this is haram? Okay? Who said that this is permissible? Where I can find the information? And who among the scholars or in the books of Hadith, like as example, even we have Bukhari. Somebody said, in Bukhari, brother. Yes, in Bukhari. But you and me, okay, or me and you, and I mean me and you, we are not qualified to explain Bukhari. Okay? Imam al-Nawawi, as example, he have explanation for collection of Imam Muslim. So if Muhammad Adl is not going to go and read what Imam Nawawi wrote about this hadith and sit down and guessing, so I have a hadith but I don't have the right explanation, so I'll be misleading you. You see? So this is very important. So we need to ask. We have to ask. And we have to value our religion, and our religion not to be equal to tomatoes, it has to be more than tomatoes. Whether for $7,000 for a car, a used car, you take and you understand to Chevrolet dealer and whatever it is, and you motor position examination and button ignition testing and all these things, and you get $95 only to make sure that everything will be okay before you buy. Why we could not do this with our religion? Why? Because we value the dunya and the material thing, but we don't value our deen. And anybody with a soap or a beard, or he's a maulana, or they're calling him a sheikh, we're ready to take from him anything. Yes. Thank you for your patience, Ferris. Congratulations for your haircut.
Someone told you something you didn't know. Wouldn't that sort of be your fault too?
It can be your fault also. First, it is your duty that you do the best to select who you ask. But if this is the best that you know, and that you don't have a means to get a better information, the burden will be on him, not in you. Okay? So it is very important that you see who you're going to ask, and also try to make sure that you get the right information. You can check with somebody else, or you can ask the person in a nice way if you doubt it, which book I can find this. Today, inshallah. What
is it?
9 o'clock. We're going to break in maybe 10 minutes for Salah. If it's something urgent. Okay. All right. Can we continue, Sister Abba? Abida? It's okay, you got it? So, it is our duty to give the people advice, and that we make ourselves available to the people, but if the people want to continue in their ignorance, this is their problem after this. Okay? And if nobody open a mosque, or try to find a tariqa, or bring somebody to Colombia, especially to Colombia, unless we give them the chance for dialogue. No one, no so-called imam in Columbia, South Carolina, at least, I'm talking about my town, okay? Mm-hmm. Not my town that I own, but where I live. Nobody open a mosque, or anybody try to bring a sheikh, or somebody try to bring new things for the people, unless we give them advice. But they choose to go in their way. And if you are not about this, there is something problem. Because even I made a project, and you can ask Brother Mirza, let's bring all so-called imams of Colombia and have them in a table and let the Muslims come. Okay? Let the Muslims come and settle our differences. Why you think you're right and I'm wrong? Why I think I'm right and you're wrong? Nobody wants to do it. And if they do it, they are not ready to come to Quran and Sunnah. The one of them will tell you, but in my dream, and my sheikh. This is the way. We could not settle differences like this. So it's going to continue to be differences, and the Prophet ﷺ said it's going to be 73 groups. So it's not because you went to Greyhound bus station and you got in the bus, you will reach Chicago. You can stay for 7 days. And maybe in the end you find yourself in California. Can get some dates and come back. You see? You want to go to Chicago? Take the right bus. This enough? Let's take one verse more and we can close. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء. What did the Quran came to tell the people of أهل الكتاب, the Jews and the Christian and the Mushrikeen and everybody? Nothing except something good. Allah didn't command them to disobey their parents, to be bad to their neighbors, to eat usury and blood. Nothing but except good, because the teaching, examine the Quran. Examine the Quran. Examine the pages and the instruction of the Quran. Nothing they've been commanded except what? Worshipping Allah alone. Not Allah in the name of Jesus. Not God in the Son of God. Not Allah in the name of Muhammad. No. Illa li'abudullah mukhlasin, with sincerity. You have to have a tawheed. Ibadah have to be only for Allah, and ibadah have to be only according the way of the Prophet Muhammad. And this is the true sincerity. Who you worship? Allah. According whose way? The Prophet. It's simple. You see how in Islam? 1 + 1 = 2. You want to be a true Muslim? Because we don't have many different of Islam. We have only one thing called Islam. People make names, labels. What's Islam? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. Why the messenger came? So you can follow him. We don't have two gods. So Allah says they are not being commanded with anything except wa and ma, what umiru, being commanded or ordered from amr, order, illa, except liya'budu Allah, to worship Allah, to submit to Allah, to enslave themselves to Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ, with sincerity. Okay. With a total devotion to Allah. When you join it only for the sake of Allah. I'm not doing it for any other reason, fame or a game or somebody will say this and that. You have to do a good deed and you have to do it only for the sake of Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, إِخْلَاصِ الدِّينَ, sincerity, all right? حنفاء له means to him, to Allah. الدين, the religion, the faith. حنفاء, upright. Okay, that means to stay away from polytheism and shirk. This is what mean by upright, حنفاء. ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. And this is the right deen, the correct deen, the proper deen. So deen was not tawheed, this not a deen. Deen was not salah, this not a deen. Okay, so anything in the religion is nothing except good, something qayyim, value, good. It will erect and maintain, give you stability in your life and your deen. Alright? And they were commanded not, but they should worship Allah and right religion. But that they should worship Allah and worship none but him. This was Hunafa. Stay away from shirk alone. And perform the salah and give the zakah. That is the right religion. Other than this could not be the right religion. A deen that has no tawheed is not a deen. And a deen that has no communication between you and Allah for salah, prayer, 5 times a day is not a deen. That means you could not be Muslim without tawheed, you could not be a Muslim without salah. You are not going to give the zakah, which is the right of the poor and the needy. What kind of Islam is this? Allah make a relationship between you and him by salah, and make a relation between you and your neighbors and the society and the community through zakah. So give Allah his rights and give the Muslims their rights. If anybody have any question before we close, if a word, verb, anything that is not clear, please ask.
إلى الله
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله
What's منفقينه؟